Okay. Today we're going to teach guide to the Bodhisattva way of life. Bodhisattva way of life teaching is really, really important. And so here I'm not going to teach like monastery style, not going to go deeper and not going to go kind of detail that much. So even we want to go detail, but I don't know how to go detail. That's problem. But I really try to teach as much as I can according to our students' disposition. And according to what we have to do in our life, which one is really appropriate to apply in our life. That is really important for all of us. All of us to something practice your Dharma, apply in your life. Because Buddha's teaching, even if we know that what does Dharma mean? Dharma means like what do we say?
法的意思呢?
Grasp or binding or something. But in Tibetan style, in Tibetan traditional or Tibetan term, Dharma, they have like kind of three terms, like chu, chu, chu. They kind of three terms. Three terms in Dharma. Main point we say like chu is Dharma is kind of binding. Binding. If you just say like binding,
hold,
hold. Yeah, Dharma means can hold.
Hold
or grasp. Hold means is like kind of, is hold you and don't let you fall down somewhere. Don't let you fall in some, what do we say,
like
ghost realm or lower realm. Hold you and don't let you fell down in Lorem. Don't let in Lorem, yeah?
But
how Dharma don't let you hold and don't let you rebirth in Lorem? How? Because we have to practice and we have to have learned Dharma and we have to have practice. Yeah? Practice.
Yeah?
If you don't know how to practice, even you talk Dharma, it doesn't work. Just like, even you talk like bodhicitta mind, compassion, whatever you talk, just talking. It doesn't work you to stop to rebirth in lower realm. That's why it's really not enough just talking. So bodhicitta mind, it's really important to, if you think that at least once you have bodhicitta mind, you never have problem like kind of feel lonely, you never kind of like problem that like enemy, yeah? It's like unfriend people. Once you, like all people you see like very friendly, yeah? Once you have bodhicitta mind. Also, if you think higher, like once we have bodhicitta mind, result of bodhicitta mind will help us to attain enlightenment. Once we attain enlightenment, we have to have bodhicitta mind, yeah? So that's why it's really, really true. All of us, we don't have bodhicitta mind because already there's sign. What kind of sign? Because we have our behavior, our action, physical action, mental action. What is it?
Verbal
action? Verbal action? All action is agitated with something. That means we don't have bodhicitta mind. We just talk bodhicitta. Yeah? Actually, in Buddhism, there are many different ways to practice. like kind of do prostration, do meditation, do circumambulation, to the stupa, go to pilgrimage, lots of things to do. But the most important practice is inner practice. It's not like only physical. The most important inner practice. That's why we call religion chu. In Tibetan, we call nangchu, inner religion. Because in India, during the Buddha time, there are many different types of religion. Some religion are like, they make suffer themselves, like, or they wear like kind of very kind of dirty clothes and very old clothes and eat like kind of very, very kind of, what do you say, like rotting food, kind of, where to eat. Then, like, some kind of religion, like, kind of, oh, they have to wake up early in the morning, and they like Muslim, like, you have to recite something very loudly. If you don't recite loudly, you're not going to go to heaven. Yeah, just kind of this, yeah? But in our religion is, but we have like kind of, it's really, nangchu is some kind of, our religion is a kind of that we have to do from the our mind. From our mind, really important mind. And so we have really signed that we don't have compassion, we don't have, actually we have love. But it's really signed that we don't have bodhicitta mind, because all our action is edged with something. We see people's behavior, how they behave. You know? It's no matter how you long have been a Buddhist practitioner. It doesn't mean, it's no matter how you are Geshe, it's no matter how you are Rinpoche, whatever. But your behavior show in front of people that I don't have bodhicitta mind, I don't have compassion, but I am the practitioner. I have been practiced long time ago. But you show your behavior in front of people. That's fine. Once you have bodhicitta mind, all people love you, all people like you, you attract all people by your love. We cannot attract people by love. We just attract people by policy, try to talk nicely, talk with the agitated. You know, we cannot attract people by love. That means we cannot attract people by love. It means we don't have bodhicitta, we don't have compassion. That means we have two parties. Yeah? That's why bodhicitta is really, 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 really important. The most important from the Buddha's teaching. Once you don't have bodhicitta, whatever you do is very difficult to be complete. Once you have bodhicitta mind, even you do like kind of like what is this, small things, whatever you do, all your merit increase, like jump, you know, increase very fast. Bodhicitta mind accompany with your merit and help you to increase your merit. Once we don't have bodhicitta mind or merit, whatever will accumulate virtues, merit, it will easy to destroy. Yeah, once our bodhicitta mind help to increase. That's very important, yeah? Bodhicitta mind. So bodhicitta mind is, we have to have the most important. Yeah? If you like to do meditation, you always, it's really important to do meditation on bodhicitta mind. Because we in Buddhism, when you recite even verses, whatever, you know, we always say, we attain enlightenment. What purpose of your practice Dhamma? We purpose of practice Dhamma is not for only temporary countdown, not only for happy, it's practice of Dhamma for all sentient beings. Yeah? Once you practice Dhamma, whatever you're doing, you know, we are Buddhism practitioner and we are doing everything for the sentient beings.
所以呢，你是一切的修行呢、
yeah?
都是为了。
But we talk, we do everything for the sentient beings. Do we? What did you do for the sentient beings? This is a question, you know.
所以呢
，But we say we do everything for sentient beings, but we don't do.
可是你
But if you didn't do by your action, physical, but if you do something for the sentient beings from your good motivation.That is the also is really beneficial, and also you accumulate lots of merit. Even you don't do something help physically, if you do something really seriously from your motivation to things towards other people very nicely, even you like sick, headache, something, yeah? Once you have a problem, I'm sick, a kind of problem, this for the all sentient beings.People who have kind of problem that I have, I wish them come out from their problem.
Yeah?
I'm sick.
希望这个众生
因为
我代受苦呢，而
不会再受到任何的
头痛或者种种的这个痛苦。
This is all kind of way to practice bodhicitta. So here, bodhicitta are way of life.
所以这就是整整升起菩提心的这个真相。所以《入菩萨行论》呢
，This taught by what is it? Shantideva, yeah, Shantideva, and this is really taught by his experience.
这是真正他的这个经验实修
的教授。He didn't teach by someone's copy. Like, but here I teach, yeah, I teach just copy.No, by my experience, from, I read from book and then deliver message, like I'm deliver message. But it's not in, like for us, it's not only deliver message. We really have to find some method to apply in our life, at least kind of small things.
最主要这个是说我们不但是说今天要来学这个菩萨入菩萨行论最主要是。
So this one is taught by his experience, and Shantideva is the one of the master from India. What do we say? What kind of this place would say?Indian Pandu. Nalanda, yeah. One of Nalanda, master from Nalanda University, Nalanda University, yeah. So, on that time in Nalanda, there are like kind of 500 students, something, but he is the most humble.And he is like kind of monk. Even he has really educated. He's really serious practitioner, but he doesn't show that I am the kind of good practitioner. He's not kind of person that looks very significant. He's not kind of person that very dignified.Sit like on the throne or like kind of, he doesn't like kind of this. He's very humble. He's very simple. He wears clothes are very kind of simple clothes. It's very, then he always pretend to he doesn't understand. But on that time, even he is really kind of, same as like Buddha Shakyamuni king, what is it, King Palace, King, what is it? He's a kind of a prince. Yeah, prince. Like, prince. That's like king realm honor. Yeah? He's like kind of prince. Then, when he was young, he's really like kind of 6 years old. He was really master in everything.
所以他六岁的时候呢，就已经精通各种的这个佛法。
And also on that time, all monks that he doesn't know anything because he doesn't show. He didn't show people. I know that I'm good in that.
其他的这个出家众
也
觉得说这个。
Then monks,
任何东西什么事都不懂。
Actually, in even we have in India, their kind of tradition in summertime, one and a half month. We cannot go out summertime. That's what we call like summer retreat. Summer retreat, yeah? Summer retreat. Then, monks thought that he doesn't know anything. He just know only eat and sleep and go to the restroom. That's they give him name. He know that, just only that. Yeah, there is no people when they be humble, they think, they jump on you. It's like this century is very same, you know. People who are really try to be humble, they think he doesn't know anything and they try to jump on you and control you. Same, you know, on their time. Yeah, then he, he just know eat, sleep, and go restroom. That is his job. Then they also, even they try to expel him out from the Nalanda University. And then, but they didn't expel, but they talk with other monks, and because summer retreat time, yeah, all monks alternate to recite something with Zendo, sutra. Sutra teaching or something. Then they ask him to recite sutra teaching, and then first he didn't accept, and then second time he accept. Yeah? They think, okay. Then everybody told, okay, tomorrow he going to recite something. Everybody, they think that we're going to humiliate, yeah? Humiliated. We're gonna embarrass him in front of. In front of people because he doesn't know anything. Then they request to recite. Okay, he's gonna recite. Then they ask. He asked them other people. What do you want me to recite? You want me to recite something already Buddha taught, or you want me to recite something new? Okay. But they want to recite new something. Before recite, he did prostration. Because that's why, because when you get on a throne, you have to do prostration. It means like, teacher, once they get on throne, maybe they think they are very good. Maybe it's like kind of reduce your pride. Then he did prostration. They set up him like very unnormal throne, high throne. Other monks, they set up throne like normal. They set up him like very high throne, unnormal. Because they just like really put him down, insult him. Yeah, just insult him, you know. Set up him like very high throne. And then when he does prostration, throne automatically become normal, calm down. He has kind of miracle. Yeah? Then when he sat on the throne and then he recited the Shanti Deva. They want to recite kind of new one, yeah? Then he recites Shanti Deva, this teaching, this chapter 9. He recites from the beginning and chapter 9 until chapter 9. This actually this specific word. But I don't know how to say English. So, from here, then he, from chapter 1 to until chapter 9, like kind of middle of chapter 9, then everybody surprised. They thought he doesn't know anything, yeah? He just knows eat, sleep, go restroom. When he resides, he's not stupid. He's kind of person who has already miracle, or like kind of who has already bodhicitta mind. And amazing. Then, when almost finished chapter 9, then he flew away, like with miracle, to salt. If we say flew away, it's like kind of amazing, you know, it's unbelievable. Then, among the master, Nalanda master, there are some master has kind of miracle, and who has a miracle, they flee with him, after him, and then they Also they listen at the left chapter, decide like kind of Job down and something. Yeah, they flee him, and then after he went south, flew to South India, and then they very surprised and they request him to please return back to Nalanda.
后来他就离开了南兰陀寺，去了印度的南边。然后他们大家呢就请他回来。
Yeah, then he came back. Yeah, Nalanda.Yeah, this is kind of a short story, yeah? So, that's why this Shantideva teaching is by his experience, taught by his experience, and it's very important, very, very important teaching. So, this teaching is really show you to beneficial of practice orlearn Bodhicitta mind, and how to practice Bodhicitta mind,
and
what result of practice Bodhicitta mind, then how do we prepare to practice Bodhicitta mind? With practicing of Bodhicitta mind, what should we have to have? Accompany with something, Bodhicitta mind.Actually, in Tibetan term, Bodhicitta mind, they have three terms of Bodhicitta mind. We say, Jangchu Senpi, Jyoba Lanjuba. Jyoba Lanjuba is one name. Then we say like commitment of Bodhicitta mind. Then result of Bodhicitta mind. Yeah? Actually, there are three terms, Bodhicitta, three terms. It's not category, there are three terms of Bodhicitta.Jupichoba, commit action. Debut, Jupichoba is result action, result of action. Yeah? First, we call like Bodhicitta mind is like, Chanchu Simpi Chiba Lanjiba is first what we have to do something. It means before practice Bodhicitta, we have to have increase, extend our love and compassion. Because we have love.Since love or affectionate since we were child. Yeah? But we have to extend our love, our compassion. But do we have great compassion? Or we don't have great compassion? Before the Bodhicitta mind, we have to generate great compassion and extend your love that since, that you have since your child.Yeah, so this is kind of first term. Then second term, Jupichoba is commit action. Commit, once you generate Bodhicitta mind, we have to practice six perfection. Bodhicitta mind is always accompanied with six perfection for increase, for not degenerating, six perfection.Jupichoba. Then Jupichoba is, since you have practiced Bodhicitta mind with six perfection, then it will result of practicing Bodhicitta mind with six perfection will attain enlightenment. There's a kind of three terms. Yeah, three terms. Yeah? So anyway, before we practice Bodhicitta, we have to have like kind of love,and compassion. That's why even His Holiness said, we have love since we were a child. You have love your husband, you have love your wife, you have love within your family. Yeah? But our love is really biased. We don't have unbiased love. We have to all make unbiased. Our love is, our love is,accompanied with attachment. Yeah? It's really not kind of pure love. Yeah? But once we don't have love, once we don't have at least kind of small compassion, then I don't think so. I don't care if you're a Buddhism or not Buddhism, but it doesn't work that much. Your practice. You really have to have love. You really have to practice to show love to other people. It doesn't mean love with attachment.
提心的一个誓言、
yeah.
这个菩提心的誓言
Love means you really have to know their, their suffer, their right. You don't want to suffer, they don't want to suffer. You want happy, they want happy. That's what we really have to know. This is kind of human value. Everybody have kind of, but anymore,don't know that, but that's why His Holiness, we have superior than animal. And then we have to think kind of logic, more logic than animal, yeah?
Yeah,
so that's usually, this love, in America, they are very difficult to show each other love, even by the enemy. Even in society, people come here and then show each other.Love, don't pretend to I don't know you. We are family. We are talking about all sentient beings. It's really simple, you know. When people come here, I don't know you. Just like, you know something. Just go like this. Go. What? What kind of your practice? What kind of... I mentioned that your behavior...is showing people that you don't have love, you don't have compassion, you don't have bodhicitta. You show your behavior in front of people. You show your action that you don't practice very seriously. You just say, I'm Buddhist. Buddhist doesn't mean Buddha, 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 Buddha. Even if you recite Buddha, 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 one, maybe 100 years, if you don't practice, it doesn't work, you know? Since love, please. Yeah, from love, practice.
所以呢我们应该先修的是什么
That's I really just don't I don't deliver just message sometimes we do really do seriously I'm not only deliver I don't deliver everything okay sometimes I deliver what I practice I'm not that kind of very what do you say
我的老师呢我并不是说
I'm the kind of a person that everything copy from other people.
Yeah?
We just copy, deliver, pass to each other. Okay, he said that. I said to Marvin. Marvin said to him, we are not deliver. We have to practice something, you know, from teacher. When teacher delivers, you have to try to absorb and keep and try to apply. That is really, really important. But at least you have to find some method to solve your problem in your life. Because we say, we are practicing. Once we have problem, cry. I have problem shouting, yelling.
我们通常就说我一有这个
yeah,
身体上的问题啊
it doesn't work.
身体上的问题呢我们就
It means you don't have compassion, you don't love, you never think about other people. Once you, kind of, even like you have small problem, yeah? Like, okay, I have a little bit headache. Oh, headache, that's the headache you make bigger because you already think negative. Once you think negative, your headache become bigger, large.Yeah. Once you just like small headache, if you are positive, it's not ache, no headache, it's no problem, just ignore. Yeah? You think about that, okay, I have a headache, I wish people have kind of headache I have, I wish them come out from their headache, I have headache instead of for them, substitute of for them. This is kind of way to practice bodhicitta, yeah? That's why we extend to love, we have the compassion, we love within your family, we have love in our society, we have love in our temple, yeah? Everybody really like, that means bodhicitta is really help you to open your mind.
所以这个菩提心呢最主要就是
Compassion, once we open our mind, then you put many things, like kind of, even people yelling you, even people criticize you, okay, you don't care, because you have big mind, like Donald Trump mind. Donald Trump, he doesn't care, you know, everybody, lots of people, you know, Poor Tasney, but he doesn't care. Big mind then. Yeah, you can put many things in, negative, positive, everything inside. Once you have bodhicitta mind.
Yeah?
That is really, really important. Bodhicitta mind, love.
Yeah.
I think so in the Buddhism is this is kind of foundation. Bodhicitta. Even this bodhicitta mind of compassion, those in your renunciation, all for the, even if you practice tantra, even if you practice sutra, you have to have this. Once you don't have this, no.
Yeah?
That's why,
yeah.
Okay, then, we start from, everybody don't worry, so I'm not going that much detail and not kind of that much complicating, and if you have some caution, please ask me. You don't have to hesitate to ask questions. Okay, everybody, openly. We are brother. We are sister. Feel like family. So you can ask me questions. Where you don't know.
And
so also here, everybody think that here we have some people here, and I think it's better to set up your motivation to learn this teaching. This teaching is very important. I mentioned it very important, and we are lucky to get this teaching and make commitment that I want to learn this teaching until finish. I want to make this teaching, I want to finish this teaching until we finish. I don't want to miss class. I will listen this teaching and I will get transmission. So I recite in Tibetan and explain like verse and then also you will get transmission together. Yeah, it's really important. Usually transmission, during the transmission time, you cannot sleep. Like you have to really focus on teaching. Yeah, while you come here teaching, just focus on teaching. Look at teacher face. How I have nice face. Just kidding. Yeah, look at teacher face and then don't think about your family. Don't just keep your mind here. That's it. While you're doing the teaching, this is the meditation, you know. Don't think. Just keep your mind here.
Yeah?
Keep mind here and then listen teaching and also you will get transmission. We are lucky to get teaching. Yeah. But it doesn't mean I'm special, but teaching is very special from the Buddha. Yeah? So I recite teaching from the Buddha. Yeah. Okay, so it's very important. So. Okay, oh. We have translated. Hello, Nimala. Oh, Nimala, da. Masa cuci cium udah ni manggut saya inda. Nimala, dah si dale. Oh ya, ani dah ngasu di kahalat di sisi saya, ani dah ngasu. Tansangya inji nao dizi ya, ni dini nama nimala dizi jujio nao ki jero cha. Las. Okay, so we start from maybe teaching with transmission, so I decide in Tibetan, maybe that's... Jagakid Bodhisattva Saraya Pekid Changju Simbi Chuba Lan Jubas. Yeah, first usually in old Tibetan master. Old Tibetan master when they start to teaching or they start to read write, yeah, compose or teaching, they start to use Sanskrit word. Yeah, first Sanskrit word. Because why they use Sanskrit word? Because those in Tibetan traditional Buddhism is sourced from Sanskrit. And once you use Sanskrit word, Sanskrit is really, really kind of very special language. And when you use Sanskrit word, beginning of teaching is really help you to kila pacha is seeds, yeah, put seeds, good seeds, place seeds on your bubble, then also you will get blessed. Yeah, that's why they use kind of this, yeah. So that's why they say this teaching name is in Sanskrit, Bodhisattva Saraya. Avatara. Okay, yeah. In Tibetan, we say, Changchu Simbi Chubalan Juba. Changchu Simbi Chubalan Juba. I mentioned that, yeah. Changchu Simbi Chubalan Juba means, Changchu Simbi Chubalan Juba. How we start to, Juba is how we start La. Yeah, conducts, and how do we conduct to, practice action of bodhicitta. Yeah? How do you practice action of bodhicitta? How we do, how we learn process of, generating bodhicitta mind? Juba lan juba. Yeah? Juba, yeah? This is a, that's why, Bodhi is Changchu. Changchu is Bodhi, yeah? Bodhi, Buddha. Changchu is actually, in Tibetan, we say attain enlightenment or attain enlightenment. Rajmala. Changchu. Yeah, in Tibetan they have really kind of name Changchu. Chang means familiar. Chu means Chang. Chu means how to say? Chu is not hard. That I can use to just Chang. Oh, Chang. Chang means is like very familiar with all good kind of qualities. Chu means you already came out from the like delusion. You chu, you can defeat all kind of delusion. Yeah, yeah. Changchu. Senpa means like kind of powerful. We say like king. Yeah, we say power. Power. Senpa means powerful. Powerful means once you have bodhicitta mind, you will be powerful. Once you have bodhicitta mind, you can control everybody. It's automatically. You don't have to control forcefully. Automatically. You can dominate all people automatically. Once you have bodhicitta mind, you can attract all people. When the people do set up a restaurant or when they do business, there are many things to do attract people, yeah? Entertain people, yeah? Many things to do, spend lots of money. Once you have bodhicitta mind, you don't have to spend money, you don't have to do anything, you can attract all people automatically. Yeah? Even people don't know, they come to search you. There's one person who has bodhicitta, I want to see, yeah? You attract automatically, yeah? Then that means you will become king, or like kind of you will become powerful. Senpa. Changchu Senpa. Yeah, that was Changchu Senpa. Tsara. Tsara means in Sanskrit, Tsara means Jyoba means action. Yeah? What is, you know what is Bodhisattva, Bodhicitta action, yeah? Bodhicitta action is our action and Bodhicitta action are very different, yeah? Bodhicitta action is always motivation with help people, everything doing for the sentient beings. This is his action, yeah?
Yeah?
Avatara means Njuba. Okay. Okay, Njuba means commitment, or try to start to practice, start to practice bodhicitta mind. Okay. La ni ma la. Yeah, engage to.
所以就把的意思就是说这个行的意思。
Yeah, engage
or
engage conduct of bodhisattva. Yeah. Okay. Then, sangye dang changju senpa tangji la cha si lo us. This is chuju.
然后下面呢是顶礼一切诸佛菩萨。
Yeah, homage verse. Yeah, sangye dang changju senpa tangji la cha si. It means before I start to teaching, I'm going to do prostration, Buddha, Bodhisattva, in all direction, Buddha, Bodhisattvas. Yeah? Okay. Why they do prostration? Why they do? Because it will, help you to, stop your, obstacle. It will help you to purify negativities, something when you start to do. Even like, if like, in our lay people like us, you know, when you wake early in the morning, before you go to work, yeah, then you can pray. Actually, in Tibetan style, whatever, you know, whatever they do something, they pray and they do prostration, yeah? Yeah, it means wish them to stop your obstacle. When you, before go to work, you can do in front of your altar and pray for the Buddha. And today I'm going to go to work and please stop doing my obstacle. And I go to work for the sentient beings. Yeah? But we talk, you know, but you don't go to work for the sentient beings for you. Make money. But sentient beings, but you can help. Once you have money, you can help other people, you know. But we don't have a problem that, yeah, physically we can help. Yeah? We can generous. Generosity, make generous, yeah? Make generosity. Yeah, yeah, be generous. Once you have money, you know? That's what you have to, it's like kind of where to practice bodhicitta. Even you, okay, I go to work for the sentient beings, I'm doing prostration for the sentient beings, everything for the sentient beings. Yeah? Before work, you pray. And just like before work, okay, Buddha, now I'm going to work. I'm going to work for the beings and please stop to my obstacle from the work. Yeah? This you can do. Then, now he's, actual start from the, from here. Actually, di nalo la ya, chi ju da, ani, zamba tang jiao nis, di za,
善事具足法身及佛子，善事呢，也就是 Sukata 的意思。Sukata 的意思，也就是说这个善事，我不同称佛呢，也称为善事。佛子呢，就是菩萨的意思。
Paying homage to the Buddha's and Bodhisattvas, this will then be followed by the pledge, the making a pledge to compose the text.
So,
and then we'll go with the verse of what we call the pledge, the verse of pledge.
这个，所以在这里呢，就是说，
对
的，
他这些出去公共事业当中的，就当于第二十八岁的，啊，
今天造论的，
就当于上街了呀，上街了，果然是。的话是不是的？上街了呀！啊，你这些出去公共事业是哪都上班了呀？的话是不？啊，你上街去，上街了呀，出去了呀！啊，你
这
趟也帮帮帮助，多帮帮助！啊，你他刚才亲笔用点汤剂，啊，你上街去了，二百银子，上街去了一百银子，啊，你这些是哪边的？这些是哪都上班了呀？我说的，的话是不？他刚才
这
个卡罗的电话了都怎么了？他刚才电话是不是了都怎么了呀？这个南关的位呢？不呢？啊，你这个 lam debu toni ya tene ne ya ani sanje ge lam le du chin chin bar ta kan da ga sun di na lo de shi lo du zam ba le sanskrit na lo le ya sugata lo do ma su shiro nyu bu na lo le tia ta ga ti ga ti para ga ti ga ti ga ti lo song shi la ya jo ra tene ne sanje lam la ya ndo shu la ya jo ra ti za ta da de dawa shi ba lo du zam ba le sanje ge lam la ya ani lam debu toni ani tene ne ya shi bar ye zlo da kan da Delam gitone, lam debu dnechin ya, takana sanje lam ru, dubi sanje bi, lam tnin ya, ani sanje kofala shibari, ani sanje kofala ndor is lord, takanda, dewa shibas. Kanden dors ledu samalaya, chanchu simbi, chuba, ani nyans leni, chanchu sinla lubni, o duchini, ani sanje lamla ndobar is. Tinin droni karchiers ledu samalaya, tinin droni sanje bari, sanje ne, karchiers ledu samalaya, Ani pamba punzu, toba punzu, takanda chimbi yende kanga, ani ko jula ngawaris. Ordinary lover, deshi chichi kunga sejeda, chayo kanga, ani sanjeda, ani deshi, tele jimbi, chanchu semba, takanda, ani shasha usuchiva, ani samalaya, ani chatsegi is. Chatsia de karsana, ani chigi zombi pachi shiwada, ani tatu, da nekogi, ani guba, neko pachu shiwada, ani tatu. अनि गोबन दुविचे द अनि कोदु जिने चाचे वरे यस ओ दिने जे वरदा
सो इन द ऑरेंज वर्स यू सी
所以在这个礼赞记上面 所以我们就看到善事，中文翻译这个善事，那善事呢，善事呢就是 sugata 的意思，藏文就是 sugata 的意思。所以 sugata 或者善事呢，事实上就是指的呢，就是指佛。那佛呢，就是说他已经证得了这有断证的两种功德，就是他的是。断了一切的过，圆满证得了一切功德。所以在这里呢，顶礼呢，善事具足法身及佛子，一切因礼尽处尽礼矣。所以，所以呢，善事呢，就是说这个啊，他这个他已经呢是修习了一切的这个善道，然后证得了一切圆满的这个功德，所以呢，称之为这个善事，而且他没有任何断除了一切的过错。所以证得这个佛果位以后呢，就是他的具足了一切这个，具足了一切这个断的功德和这个证的功德。所以呢，这些作者呢。为什么他要在这里这个做这个礼赞呢？他这里在这里做礼赞呢，有两种的这个目的。第一种的目的呢，是去除这个造论的障碍。第二种目的呢，是可以让这个。是能够具足功德，可以证得最究竟的这个果位。所以呢，在这里呢，去顶礼这个诸佛和佛子，可以有两种的功德，也就是说有这个现前的功德，现前的功德呢，也就是去除造论的障碍，还有一种呢是这个究竟的功德。究竟的功德呢，就是希望呢，由于顶礼这个诸佛菩萨呢，能够精具功德。
Yeah, actually, with the Mahayana Hinayana, yeah, Mahayana really practice start from the compassion and bodhicitta, and then through the bodhicitta, then you have to go through the bodhicitta.
菩提心
When you practice the Mayana, yeah?
悲心慈心
Through the bodhicitta.
为大乘大乘与小乘的差别呢就在于菩提心
Okay, then, Zamba Tangjiao.
The next is, making a pledge to compose the text.
他怎么当家卡斯罗的怎么了这些设计他们的剧本的路线都对你的剧本下子。这些设计他们的剧本的路线都对你的剧本下子。第一张这些设计他们的剧本的是罗的怎么了呀上街的相续生命剧本了你老师了呀他刚才他们写的他马修这个我年纪轻薄的等你的呀上马街给把的他刚才你都对你。你अनि दो दुने ता कांदा चांचु से भी लबा लया अनि जुचु दी ने अनि लुजिन दो दु सांजे की सुशा नाजिन चिन अनि ने दुसिन ने अशु गु यस ता ओना चनो की सांजे सुशा नाजिन जोग यो बई ना अनि गासो की सांजे सुशा दे गासो लो चो गु दो अनि चनो जु गु यस ने के मदु यस लो दु जंबले अनि चि दुजा ओंबु नुबु दो ओंबु दुबु मंबु जे बई सा दुबु दुसले या अनि गे दोदु जिन अनि गे दुजिन अनि शे गे यी से दे ओ दु शे बर लु जिन दोदु ने ने जो बस्यास
सो देन द वर्स ऑफ मेकिंग अ प्लेज
所以在这里呢，就是说这个造论的这个誓言，就是如来圣子律于去入处，遵依经教总摄当宣说。所以在这里就说我一定会依照这个佛法的要义来宣说。所以为什么他在吉天菩萨在这里会说他会要遵依基教总摄当宣说呢？总摄呢就是说是这个总说的意思。总摄的意思就是说从开始这个升起慈心悲心到最后证得圆满的这个佛果位。都是在这里这都是佛法的要义在这里呢都总的含摄在这一部入菩萨行论当中所以在这里讲述说总遵依经教经教的就是说这个佛陀所教法的所以呢那你可能就有问题了就是说你既然说吉天菩萨你说你这个是依训这个佛陀的这个教法那我们自己去读就好了何必你要来讲呢
In accordance with the scripture, as to the large audience.
所以呢在这里呢他就讲到说呢我这里呢是给这个给这个大众的弟子来讲也是说所以呢他在这里讲的是说我这里是呢为这个比较低根气的人而讲的
OK 那他的念的 King Chumbas King Chumbas King Chumbas 他看到一可能给他可能这个 What do you say King Chumbas 他看到 Humble yeah? Show Humble right? Less HumbleHumbleness, yeah. 当我去马厩玩呀，对姐妹，对就看不到了，有没得？对手人都上不到了没？让给伊拉刚学人都上不死，啊，你们给对就落下了，觉得。
所以下面是说，习所未闻，此中即未述。运因善巧亦非我所能故我亦非亦乐为利他唯为自心练修造思论 所以呢这个过去你没听过呢，我这边也没有讲过 OK 这个所有的这个
那是咋当的是你们了
也不是第一
张我去马上我想对
你
们
老
子张巴雷啊 It's like a person like us, you know, if we know something, they like to show people.That's why we learn from Shanti. Shanti Deva was teaching how he is very humble. Even he has miracle, even he has bodhicitta mind, he doesn't show. That's why actually in Chanda Kirti books, because is like, don't, what do you say,look just people's behavior, but somebody can be maybe bodhisattva or bodhicitta like him, you know, but people don't know him, how he is. He's very humble. Yeah? So, but he is very humble, even his bodhicitta mind, but he said, this give teaching. I didn't teach anything that heaven taught by Buddha.I'm no kind of skillful giving teaching. Also, my giving teaching is not for the, not motivation with help other people. But, of course he has, but he won't be humble. I'm giving this teaching for, my virtue, for the increase my virtue.
只是为了要能够让我的自信
yeah, for flourish my virtue is more for the other people. Well, of course, other people. Then, for the other people, because he teaching, give teaching people who is like equal him, his stage, people who are his stage. Yeah? That's why I'm teaching this for the benefit for the people who are his stage. Yeah, this is next verse, yeah? So, that's why he say, this is kind of humble. That's why here, even we are Buddhist practitioner, it's really important to be humble. The most important to be humble, once you have bodhicitta mind, then bodhicitta mind can control your pride.
Yeah?
If you have too much that pride, it means you don't have bodhicitta mind. Yeah? So, Buddhist practitioner doesn't mean show what you learn. It doesn't mean show or share other people what did you do. It doesn't mean show that how long you have been.Buddhist student and how much you learn, yeah? You don't have to show that. But once you have to find like kind of solution to solve your problem, yeah? That is really important for all of us. Yeah, all of us. So that's the most important, we have to be humble.Humble is the most important. Yeah, I don't care who sit on really. Yeah, we don't care that like kind of who is very like look like king or who's really adorned with jewel, whatever way like clothed like with jewelry clothes, sit on really throne adorned with gold, whatever, you know. Most important to.You to be humble, even you have kind of their own qualities. You don't have to show people, you don't have to be like, I know everything. You don't have to pretend. That's why too much pretend. Too much pretend. Yeah? It's really bad, you know. You don't have to pretend. You just keep be humble.That's why first when we teach mind training, yeah? Yeah? I'm the lowest. Gandhas Dhanikulime, when I encounter with people, I won't be the lowest. I won't be the lowest. Yeah? This all kind of practice, you know?
这是跟大众相处之道。
你们了进修就是滋儿。老总。Yeah, so here, okay, we can learn something this from his, how Bodhisattva was, life and how his behavior. We learn those all things, you know. It's really important. So, since somebody, okay, practice Buddhism, they have some knowledge and then like kind of too much. It's like kind of they learn pride. We didn't learn pride, yeah. We didn't learn generate pride. We didn't learn increase your pride. Once people are really, who are really, when they are poor or when they have something problem, they always salute other people, request them. When they have something with knowledge or when they have some money, they like insult each other. Put down each other. It's no kind of way to practice Buddhism. This all actually is like culture and practice religion. It's a little bit, we have gap. Okay, this is the American culture. We cannot do it. Even your teacher is really important to point out what people have problem. That is the important. Once always teacher tell students very nicely, it's like, it's not good. Maybe it's like kind of you take you to wrong way. Once your kids doing bad things, you know, you don't care? You care, yeah? You have to tell him something, your kids. If you go there, here, you let them go? No. If you always tell nice to your kids gonna be good? No. Sometimes you have to give advice. Sometimes you have to point out what do they have problem. What do they have to make up? Same teacher really have to point out for the students what do they have problem? What do they have to make up? Yeah, that is really important. So even Buddha's teaching is something kind of method to point out our problem and point out to our problem and show us how to solve our problem. Yeah. We go here and there and listen teaching and not, we didn't get kind of method to solve our problem, yeah? Like when I was in India, I sick my stomach, yeah? Gastric, I get Tibetan medicine, Indian medicine, a lot of Chinese herbal medicine. In Taiwan, they bring a lot of medicine, it's free. Herbal medicine, Indian medicine, Tibetan medicine, I have lots of medicine. But daughter give me a lot of medicine, I don't eat. I don't, but I go to see daughter, they give me medicine, yeah? But I don't eat. Once I don't eat, I cannot cure my stomach, yeah? Same. You get teaching from there, this teacher, that teacher, whatever, many teachers, but you don't eat, you don't absorb. Just listen. You have to absorb, you have to eat medicine for cure, your illness. Yes, you have to absorb teaching, yeah? That's okay. Then, That's why his motivation, his purpose of giving this teaching is beneficial for people who are his stage.
Yeah?
So, now here teaching, Nipa Lamji Rinpa Sheba Ngo La Ni, Tenjo Tenla Nipo Lang Kudang Nipo Chita Lengwes. Now here we teaching is talking about we have to really practice in our human life. Yeah, in human rebirth, it's a precious life. Yeah? You say, our human precious life is very difficult to, very difficult to obtain. Human life, yeah? They give example in Lauren like, Jatsuk Nalu Le Nyashin, Jatsuk Nalu Nyashin, Uku Yongiji, Jatsukal Dambayina, D Nalu Le, Ani Nyashin, Uku Nalu Le, Ani Rubin, Pukak Nalu Le, Rubin Ziadi, Ta Lotunda Mamuna, Temachi Zinis, Kalakabra, Otu Nashengi, Naranzu Mitse, Milito Ade, Hansa Kalakabres, Inza, Dinza, Naranzu Gitada Milu. The military, the Chengamigi, the Kanda, Chigi, Tso Sabadan, Anichigi, Unitanigi, Chiangamigi, the Kanda, Leyabo, Anichigi, Jembatan, Sutun Sumaloso, or the Nela Tene, Maranzogi, the Kanda, and the Murumujin, the Tabar is. The Tabatelaya, Suzuki, Unitanigi, and the Gaogon. Maranzogi, Namasanji, with Chulaya, Yichi, the Hans and Kitchen, which you draw, Tinza, Nami, Unitanigi. Tsuzabi, Katin Latene, Milurumuj in the Regi Tavija, the name Milurumuj India, and in Yegi chooses Madon, and Yabuji Chigi, Sansagi, and the same Bananda Gitoni, Ta Yabuji Chiabalea, Chigi, Unetanegi, Milu, and a Chig Tunda Demba, and a Chig Milu Seta Demba Juela, Maranzu Chung about the Chiagudu, Chu Majibaina, and in Maranzugi, Misedele, and in Yimbu member, and the Chagdu, Sansagi Gitoni, and Mazu the Chiagudis.
所以在这个下面院就是劝于侠满取清药，这个侠满此生获得甚艰难。所以在这里呢，就讲到说，给一个例子是艰，这个侠满人生难得是怎么样难得呢？怎么样难得呢？给的例子呢，就是说，在许多这个稻次第里面都讲到过的，就像说是一个盲龟，在这个大海里，大海里呢，它这个1100年呢才这个浮上海面呼一口气，然后这一次呢，这个盲龟呢从这个大海脖子伸出来呼一口气的时候呢，它刚好呢遇到一个浮木，浮木呢有一个洞，它可以头呢刚好从这个浮木穿出去，所以呢这个得到侠满人生呢这个难得呢，就像这个盲龟遇到一个浮木，100年才出来呼一口气，遇到浮木头能够从这个浮木的洞里面伸出去。所以要得到这个侠满人生就是这样子的难得，所以呢我们现在好不容易得到了这个侠满人生，那我们为什么会在现在得到侠满人生呢？也是由于我们过去所做的一些这个善业。这些善业是什么呢？包括呢这个修了这个不行十恶业，然后造了这个善十善业，然后呢又修了这个六度中的某一度一些六度中的某些度，然后呢再加上这个许了这个大愿，所以呢这都是能够让你得到这个侠满人生的这个因缘。所以既然我们现在得到了这个侠满人生呢，我们就应该想到的是我们是多么的幸运，今生呢能够得到这个侠满人生，所以绝对呢不要浪费它。所以我们要了解呢这个侠满人生呢是非常非常难得到的，我们今天非常幸运得到了它，那我们就一定要好好利用这个侠满人生，不要浪费了任何的这个侠满人生的时间，一定要让我们这个侠满人生呢能够呢取它最重要的这个精华。那怎么样能够取这个侠满人生的心药呢，或者精药呢？就是去修行这个正法。如果说你不利用这个侠满人生去修行正法的话，就等于是完全浪费了这个难得的侠满人生。所以呢在这里能够 得到这个侠满人生，要能够精进修行。
So it's clear, yeah.
主要的、这个、
it's no kind of hard. It's no complicating, yeah.
具要的
这个信心。So it's like kind of advice.
这个信心的
是一切道的这个根本。So I don't want to go that much inside. So, so.那做弥留人不就特别了呀 ？Even we practice bodhicitta mind, whatever. Even we obtain human rebirth, we have to have practice cease perfection. Cease practice of cease perfection lead us to like next life. We're gonna rebirth like human realm because we rebirth, yeah.In the human realm, we are born in human realm in this life because we practice cease perfection in previous life. It doesn't mean like cease perfection. Do you think like, but we do part of cease perfection. We don't have cease perfection. Perfection is only belong to Buddha.Passion, perfection. Yeah? But do we have perfection of generosity? No, we don't have. Perfection. Perfection of generosity is belong to Buddha. According to the Middle East school. But in the perfection in the middle way, passing a consequence. Perfection means it's still some is going on the board and somebody already crossed, somebody crossed the river on the board and somebody already, crossed the river. Is that perfection, let the Zambale?那就家族的老路来多些吧，当家族的他那边天差吧，我等着就过的是。
布施、持戒、忍辱等等。所以我们讲到这个度，度呢就是说，梵文就是 paramita， 中文就是度。所以这个度的意思呢，就是度彼岸的意思。已经开始，就是说，已经是在这个到彼岸的路上，或者已经到达彼岸。
So, actually, we have three actions, yeah: mental action, physical action, verbal action.
所以呢，我们
the most important is mental action.
身语意三门，那最重要的就是。
But generosity, first is perfection, yeah.We say generosity, yeah? Perfection of generosity. Is generosity doesn't mean like you give something like all money or something, everything, whatever you have. Generosity means you can generous many, there are many ways to practice generosity.
Yeah?
You give like kind of small kind of foods for the homeless people.You really kind of talk with people with very good motivation. You can really, it's like talk with this like kind of speech generation, verbal generation, generosity. And then you really sincere motivation towards the people, wish them to come out from suffering. It's really seriously, it's mental generosity. Yeah?Yeah, that's why it's kind of, once we have kind of practice bodhicitta mind, we have to practice cease generosity, jimba. Then second, we say tsutum, morality, yeah, generosity of morality. In Tibetan, we say morality, they have tsutum, tsutum. Tsutum
means,
is really make up your behavior.I mentioned that we have three behavior, yeah? Tsutum. You don't harsh, used to harsh toward other people. Yeah? Don't really negative thinking towards people. People who don't like you. Yeah? Don't action people to hate or something. Yeah? But Tsutum means here, like for us, okay, morality in Tibetan Sutra. Usually, in Tibetan, there is one proverb. Toba hatam yana kunchu muda tangus. In the sozu jubadi, muda tamba jidan, muda pashu rimba jidan, muda tambu jidan, muda rubaji, jubaji. The next turn was then a toshi jaguris. Chiron toba hatam yabaina. Kunchu muda tams lajuris. The morality, mune chagoris. Suchum slo de zambale, suda tambas.
这个出处就是这个戒的意思。就是说呢，就是说要这个依法而行。
So far as your physical verbal content is concerned, it should be suitable with human beings, ordinary human beings. So therefore, you may have.
所以就像说是，你现在内心虽然有很多的成就。不过呢，你的这个表现呢，这个行为呢，还是呢，要与一切众生呢能够相符相合。就是说，并不是表现的呢，就是很高大。
Yeah, that's very important, yeah. Even you are really equal to divine, even you are like kind of already have bodhicitta mind, but you is really important to be your behavior really important to be suitable.For the common people, for the ordinary person. Yeah? It's very important. That is the sutram. You have to, sutram is the most important. Check your action. Three actions, yeah? How you talk to people, how you listen to people, how your action. Check your action. Don't check only other people's action. Of course, sometimes we check other people's action. Talk all these other people. Sometimes check your action. Sometimes they give you a job, you know. You have to give job yourself. You know. Check your action. It's not our job to check other people's action. Once you have great compassion, then you check other people. Once you have bodhicitta mind, you just look at other people. You don't care. It's no problem, you know.Yeah, now it's time to check ourselves. What are you thinking? What are you talking? It's really, yeah, but everybody talk, everybody do. You know? Even I use lots of, sometimes it's gossip, lots of. But I really start to sometimes go back, wow, sure. I hit my head, why are you doing this? Tomorrow I don't want to talk that like, kind of sometimes I just talk myself, really. You know, this is really we have to do.
But,
yeah, even if you really criticize that much, you just go back and feel sorry yourself. Oh, I'm sorry, but I did tell this. I really do this, yeah. Yeah, you have to make commitment, and then this is a kind of way to, once you make commitment, it will help you to reduce.Once you don't make commitment, don't do anything, you ignore and you come over and over. Yeah? When you're always yelling, when you're always shouting, you will not go away, you know? You will keep. So that's why it's very important, morality. Yeah? Take care of your behavior, check your behavior.Don't say, his behavior is bad, her is bad, he's talking bad. You check how did you talk with her, how did you show action to other people. This all make up, okay. This is morality. Then, if you go like up, like it's really serious practitioner, if you include 10 virtues, yeah? Yeah, 10 virtues.Ten virtues, yeah? Don't accumulate 10 virtues and try to accumulate 10 virtues. This is a kind of moral. Then, Zhenpa Tsutrum. Zhenpa is like, moral is a perfection of patient, yeah? Patient, be patient, yeah? So, we always say be patient, but sometimes it's difficult.
And
when come out of stress, when we are pressure, cannot be prepared. You lost.
有这个,
when you lost, of course, when you lost, you cannot think, yeah?
就马上就会生气,
you lost, and then,
马上就会起嗔心,
but when you come back and you try to reduce and try to do meditate and try to do breathing something, it will help.
这个时候呢,要深呼吸,
why I'm angry, why I'm shouting, why I hurt myself, you just go back to your home.Room and sit on your bed and talk to yourself. And why I'm angry? Why I hurt myself? Even within your maybe wife and husband, maybe they sometimes they shouting each other. And but we have to, anyway, we have to live together forever. You know, why I shouting? Why I talking? Yeah, why I argue with him? Yeah,
just make
tomorrow I want to be.Patient with him or something. Make commitment. That's very important for all of us.
Yeah?
We are not patient, you know. Even if kind of small things happen, then we try to shouting and try to angry and try to hold grudge something. People criticize you something, yeah? You hold grudge. I don't like the people. He told me something, blah, blah, blah. He just, you don't even know. There's a,Some of the people told me this, I'm surprised, okay. He told me kind of these things, okay, I don't want to talk anymore, and I want to ignore and something, kind of. It's really funny, that's. Yeah, I don't want to talk with him anymore, I don't want to do, deal with him anymore, because he told me that kind of word. Yeah? But of course, everybody has angry problem. Yeah. This is patient, be patient, yeah? Patient, but...We are not kind of that stage, Bodhicitta. Bodhicitta, even he has patient, like, even cut his flesh and give other people, can be generous.
Yeah?
Practice is generous, but we cannot do. But we talk, but we have to do kind of small things. Don't yelling too much. Don't shouting too much, be patient. When you walk, whatever you do, you know.Yeah, at your work, with your work, workplace, with people.
或者说对
yeah, show your passion. Remember your Buddhism. Remember you listen passion from the teacher. Those all things, His Holiness always said, yeah? Don't forget to remember you are Buddhist. Yeah? That's why when you go walk, those all kind of things, practice, we have, yeah? Yeah, but we cannot practice as Bodhicitta. When you say Papatomi, yeah? What is it? Papatla. Asanga. Asanga, Jesus Shambhagopu Dudu.아니배틀야치아니마라스디두요키아니쿠코랑라아니샤드지니샤코랑라카로만노차자아니디나롬부죠지부코랑틀라니지지니슬제르가다나슬레지드지온두아니코지라야예수샤방고분제바라어든데요르다가서드네칼레카보레데이나야마라스라야상시외바아니소주주조게무당아니드닌디니타칸다아니나랑저기다즈바강야기마지기토니주소가나로래라레카제자이나다나미나로인데오두둥아주베디스제바이나가서의지탐바래다바바토미기야주지제니제세다둥르마도마주제투야드네다다림도니마주베델리코르문도타르미시오레다
So
所以呢，讲到这个，修习安忍呢，对我们来讲都是很重要的一个修行。所以，如果说你看这个无着菩萨，他有多少的这个安忍的功力？他这个闭关修行十二年，希望能够亲见这个弥勒菩萨。大家可能对这个故事呢都很熟悉，所以他修行十二年呢，想要亲见吉天菩萨。最后呢，他这个要放弃的时候呢，他就看到一条这个在他的这个闭关的石洞当前面呢有一个这个。老母狗，那个老母狗呢，就是说这个老母狗的这个下体呢，都已经这个充满了这个 山口，然后上面呢就有很多的这个蛆爬在上面。那最后呢，他就在想说，如果说他拿手去把这个蛆拿开的话，那个这个蛆呢一定会受伤，所以他最后就决定要拿他的这个舌头去舔的这个蛆。所以这也就是，当然是说我们不可能像这个无着菩萨这么样子能够去修安忍，可是最主要就是说我们是社会的一部分子，我们是社会的一份子，在这个社会当中呢，在这个团体当中呢，我们一定要，不管是你在工作或者说是在家庭里呢，我们都要好好的这个去修安忍，要了解对方的处境。不要随时就被激怒，因为一点点小问题呢就被激怒。所以呢，我们这个最主要的就是，不管是我们是在家里，或者是说是在
我的家，他等就等起我什么事，基本等就到把结完了，给点的了，偏把马中心对阳蛋就把搞了劲儿。
修行这个安忍。
但你自己很大的开始呢 ，If we don't do practice dharma in this life, how we can do in next life?If you want to be meaningful life, if we cannot do meaningful life in this life, how we can be meaningful life next life? Yeah, that's why we say in Tibetan days, Hama Kaung Tadile, where we came from, we have to look this life. Where we go next life, we have to look what are you doing now, Tadi, now.Your mind, yeah, your mental action, now mental action, yeah. If you have really, if you always kind of negative person, always negative, always with kind of like with negative, yeah, with agitated mind, with always kind of non virtuous action, yeah, then they say you will rebirth in lower realm, yeah.That's why we have really good human life. Now, it's like in previous, we did good things. Yeah, that's why. Now, in this human life, it's a meaningful life. Meaningful life doesn't mean like you earn money, you buy a house, you have a lot of money. It doesn't mean meaningful life, yeah? Even people who are very rich, and people who have lots of money, still they are suicide, they are dying.They are not happy. There are more problems. Because our life, people are really unsatisfied. People are really demanding. They want more. If you have 1 million, you want 2 million. If you have 2 million, they have 3 million. Then you want to buy other house. Then you want to buy like 3-story house.Then you have to buy 6-bedroom house. Yeah. Then you have to buy like kind of basketball court and badminton court and swimming pool and jacuzzi with all kind of, yeah. You have to do everything. Then you have more problems. You have to clean up. You have to do lots of things, you know. But you have lots of things, you know. Even that's why money cannot be meaningful life. Meaningful life means once you have really,peaceful life, permanent peaceful, permanent happiness within your mind. That is the meaningful life, yeah? This is meaningful life, and permanent happiness is come from the patties dharma or come from the patties to open your mind. Yeah? Maybe come from patties bodhicitta.Come from the concern to other people. Yeah, once you concern to other people, then you open your mind. When don't you care other people? You scared to talk with people. You shy to talk with people. You fear to talk with people. Nervous to talk with people. Yeah, that means you have something really too much, something in your mind.When you're nervous or something, hesitant to talk with people, too much suspect, that means, yeah? Once we have bodhicitta mind, kind of open mind, reduce your suspect. We cannot talk with people very openly. Yeah? Why? Too much suspect. It's clear.
So, it's
all not. That's why it's meaningful life means you have to have really kind of permanent happiness, yeah? So permanent happiness is come from the practicing Dhamma. Yeah? That's why that's everything we have to do in this life. Then even we say in Militopalaya Rangjonga Dewaji Njuachu. Sangu Ducharanzu Hakura. Masu Militopala Karkar Gores Ani Tewaji Njuachu. Dejin Jojitsan Takana Mili Ramuche said the meaningful life means Deji Jojitsan in Milus.
So
Tanaya meaningful life layer.
So meaningful life means the life with the eight leisures and ten endowments?
Hmm?
Is that what we're saying?
Yeah. I think it's there, yeah? What?
That's the precious human life. That doesn't mean a meaningful human life.
Oh, precious, maybe, yeah, precious.
Precious human life doesn't mean meaningful human life.
La. Rejita kono zile kiamare. Inna ngazo kita pyoge na lo le ta kanda chiban rambu chadara. Mise tiandan tiamba se da rambu che se da. Oh, yeah. But in, yeah, actually in Tibetan is a little bit like kind of same. It's okay, yeah. Yeah, you can say precious life, meaningful life, yeah.
No.
Yeah, okay.
You have a precious human life. You don't use it to practice Dhamma. That is not meaningful. So you cannot say those two are equal.
Okay.
That's why I couldn't understand what the meaningful of human life is.
That's how you help me to reduce my pride. Yeah, meaningful, yeah. Actually, in precious life and meaningful life. Precious life and meaningful life. So, if we have to have precious life, we have 10, yeah? 10 endowments, 10 endowments and 8 leisure. But anyway, we have to know our life is precious. How our life is precious, yeah? If we know that, yeah? Because if you think like, okay, our life is precious, we meet with the teacher, we have opportunity to listen, teaching, just like summarize, okay? But if you want to learn like 10 endowments, and at leisure, you can see even in the long run, hand palm of liberation, if you want to memorize those all. That's why I don't want to, if you want to memorize, that's what you can see in the hand palm of liberation. If you want to know about the detail, precious life, in the hand palm of liberation, and also in long run, okay? So, that's why, but we have to know just how we have precious life. Okay.
So, you
know, you know, you know, you know, you know, you know, you know, you know, you know, you know, you know, you know, you know, you know, you know, you know, you know, you know, you know, you know, you know, you know, you know, you know, you know, you know, you know, you know, you know, you know, you know, you know, you know, you know, you know, you know, you know, you know, you know, you know, you know, you know, you know, you know, you know, you know, you know, you know, you know, you know, you know, you know, you know, you know, you know, you know, you know, you know, you know, you know, you know, you know, you know, you know, you know, you know, you know, you know, you know, you know, you know, you know, you know, you know, you know, you know, you know, you know, you know, you know, you know, you know, you know, you know, you know, you know, you know, you know, you know, you know, you know, you know, you know, you know, you know, you know, you know, you know, you know, you know, you know, you know, you know, you know, you know, you know, you know, you know, you know, you know, you know, you know, you know, you know, you know, you know, you know, you know, you know, you know, you know, you know, you know, you know, you know, you know, you know 那就第八波是给我读的意思，
要利用它来修行，
第八波是给我读吧，
能够让你的人生的这个暇满难得的人生呢变得它变得有意义。
第一章，啊，你知道你在那里课在呀？啊，你讲究心，啊，你讲究心公平，你偏要接，啊，你讲究心接呢，接不了适当的，当然，等你 verse， 等你能够做过的是。
所以呢，就是暇满人生，此生获得甚艰难。世夫毅力及今人成败，若于此时不勤作饶于后时，此时何从得圆满？
但听到了呀，
做
做的，你不
必
去要读这些了呀。其他听我们那听众呢，陆续积极热闹等不得。这些上街提议讲了呢，一定是那老朱唐家
就
爹爹给我娘舅你了，打死
了。就说因为这个所以下面就讲到说是犹如长夜黑暗阴云覆，刹那电闪万象暂显明，如是以佛神力加持故，世人福慧万一须一生。
Yeah, this is very true, yeah? But we say like kind of degenerate time, but even in his Buddha time, he said like this. It's like kind of people who really practice, it's like people who really accumulate merit, people who practice Dharma very seriously, it's very rare. Rare like,once at night, then flash, what is it? Lightning, yeah? When the lightning, you can see this form very rarely. Yeah, same as on the street. Same as it's really rare to practice Dharma very seriously. Because on that time, because even on Buddha time, or even in this time, yeah? It's very rare to practice Dharma very seriously.Now this time is people listen Dharma and practice non-virtues, negative actions. Yeah, Dipa, we accumulate a lot of, misdeeds, non-virtues, accumulate kind of action that result of suffering, yeah?
所以呢，我们的苦呢，都是因
为我
们的这个过去。
We accumulate a lot of, we are doing lots of kind of non-virtuous action. Yeah, that's why it's very rare to practice Dharma very seriously. It's very difficult to find. It's rare to find. Dharma practice very seriously. And that's what they say. That's why we have to practice for the Dharma to reduce cause of suffering and non-virtuous action. And this is once you reduce.Cause of suffering, and once you reduce non-virtuous action, then it will help you to increase your practice of bodhicitta mind, or increase of practice of love and compassion. If you don't practice those old things, maybe that they will might be destroy your practice of bodhicitta and compassion or whatever.Your virtues, yeah. Okay, then dibat dabjen shen de mizeba then it zobi changju semeba gejen kang ge sijin na banjeros. Here they say here, yeah, it's very clear. Nima la inji na lo jilo lo jeda.
So here, the next verse here we read, thus,
所以呢，下面就是下一集，这个赞普是新功德品的地。如是常以微弱之善根，极难对抗罪障大势力。事实若无圆满菩提心，余善威力何能？
This one here, this verse talking about the beneficial of bodhicitta mind. Beneficial of practicing bodhicitta mind. Benefits of practicing bodhicitta mind. Yeah. So here, once you practice bodhicitta mind, your practicing of bodhicitta mind can dominate all kind of non-virtues.
Destroy.
But if you don't practice bodhicitta mind, then non-virtuous or kind of misdeed action, non-virtuous action dominate all your virtues. A kind of small virtues that you have, is dominate, it will destroy. That's why we have to, because bodhicitta mind is essential to practice Dhamma seriously, Once we don't have practice bodhicitta mind, then our practicing of Dhamma is not like kind of person who doesn't wear clothes. Bodhicitta mind is like clothes to keep us warm. Yeah, it will be like naked. because once you have learned a bodhicitta mind, that's why it's really important to have a bodhicitta mind to reduce your non-virtuous action and misdeeds, and which one. Actually, bodhicitta mind cannot abandon our ignorances. Can we abandon? Cannot abandon, but bodhicitta mind can we have kind of lots of non-virtues, those can bodhicitta mind can dominate, but ignorances bodhicitta cannot abandon, ignorances. That's why we say wisdom and method. Bodhicitta mind or compassion, or those all are kind of method, and wisdom is which one antidote to ignorances, which one abandon the ignorances. Wisdom, it's not just like general wisdom which one understand emptiness, or wisdom which one understand selflessness, a person, understand emptiness. That's why in Buddhism, when you practice, you have to method and wisdom have to go accompanied together. Have to have accompanied. Once you have wisdom, if you don't have bodhicitta mind, then just like bird, which bird has only one wing, but bird cannot fly, birds cannot fly their destination by only one wing, they have to have two wings. Like us, if we really have to accomplish our goal, if we really want to attain enlightenment, we have to have methods and wisdom. Method and wisdom, Method is compassion or bodhicitta, and wisdom is what? Which one understand emptiness, or which one abandon the ignorances, which one against your ignorances, afflictive mind, afflictive emotion. What is time now? 5:57. Maybe we're going to stop here and have some question, and if you want to talk more about bodhicitta mind, but next class they will talk about kind of definition of bodhicitta and how many types of bodhicitta mind. But everybody know that how is bodhicitta mind is very important. If you read, and maybe if you go back home and maybe read one time, just like root test for the accumulated merit. Maybe I decided this a few times this morning.
本文。
Yeah, maybe chapter 1, these are just root tests. It's really slowly, and it's really good for you to accumulate merit, yeah? Because if, yeah, really, yeah, yeah, recite very sincerely, sincerely, and really good opportunity to recite, very good opportunity to listen, that you have to feel and recite. Okay, I have really good opportunity to recite. Go back and recite. Don't miss your opportunity. Yeah. Maybe you recite one chapter, maybe every morning, maybe you can read one chapter until next week. Root test very fast, you know, if you recite morning, is really. So, some question maybe, share some about bodhicitta mind. What do you think?
I have a question. Earlier you were saying if you don't practice Dharma in this life, then you know you may be born in the animal realms or hell realms next life, right?
No.
My question basically is,
this is kind of like you cannot say like if you don't practice Dharma, you born lower realm. It's like kind of maybe like some like. If you don't pray for the Allah, you go like Lord and like kind of this.
But you said
but even
we,
you don't.
We practiced Dharma in previous life. That's why we are now born as human beings again, practicing Dharma, correct?
Yeah.
So for all the other people in the world that don't practice Dharma.
But they don't practice Dharma, but they really practice kind of, even they don't know about Dharma. But they do like particular kind of system of fashion, like kind of morality. Even they don't know. Even people who don't believe religion, they are really nice. They have really good behavior. They don't do like kind of criminal things. They don't angry with people. They are really compassionate. They have really strong love. They have good behavior. Yeah. Sometimes when I go there, I see like, oh, I'm non-practice Buddhist. Oh, very kind to me, very nice to me. I shy. Even I'm monk. I don't have that much kind of compassion, love like them. They're non-practice Buddhist. Yeah? Non-practice. They don't believe religion. They're very compassionate, very nice, very relaxed. Very relaxed. They don't practice anything. Very relaxed, very nice, very compassionate, very patient.
So we became Buddhists in this lifetime because
we did good things in previous life.
Not necessarily because we practiced Buddhism.
Actually, it's necessary, you know.
It's necessary.
It's necessary. For me, it's necessary. What do you think? What do you think?
Our karmic conditions were right.
Yeah.
And right to meet Buddhism.
It's necessary for me. That's why I wear robe and I become monk and I... Here, you know.
So, okay, I think about my brother who just died, who did not live a very good life, especially in the last 12 years of his life, and caused a lot of heartache.
Yeah, that's why.
And how in the world is he going to be born? In his next life, which is already past his...
No, that's why he has a cause of a lot of headache, because he doesn't know how to control his mind, you know?
Right.
That's why once you control your mind, then it's not that much problem. That's why we say in Buddhism, we have to train our mind. There's nothing problem outside. Everything problem made by your mind, your thinking. If you don't care something, you know, there's no problem. Okay, if I hit you... Then you go please, then you yelling me to something, you make problem, you know. If you don't care, ignore, it's nothing. There's no big problem. Everything make problem by your mind. That's why we practice training. We practice be patient. Yeah? That's why they don't know practice. That's why here we have to have advice from the religion. Yeah, it helps you to calm down, you know. Because we, that's why we just mentioned that be patient, yeah.
Yeah.
Deep is possibly be reborn human on a more difficult existence.
Oh, he definitely. I can guarantee you that. He will be born with so much karma, he won't know what to do.
And there's probably 184,000 different conditions of humans.
Well, we've all experienced.
Recording, you talk about the bodhicitta and also the emptiness or selfness is a true wing to fly with. So something have to coming up the first. What is the bodhicitta mind coming up the first, or is the selfless emptiness coming up the first?
This is a kind of depends. Practitioners' disposition, yeah? There are like two kinds. According to the, when you get Mahayana stage, yeah? We are talking about Mahayana, yeah? So, there are kind of intellectual person who has sharper mind and who doesn't have sharper mind, yeah? Sharp mind. Intellectual person, yeah? And then who doesn't have sharp mind? People who practitioner who is intellectual or who has sharp mind, then first they understand the emptiness and then compassion, then bodhicitta. Practitioners who doesn't have sharp mind, they practice compassion. Yeah. Who has sharp mind, when they renounce, when they see the samsara, something, they since that they understand the emptiness, yeah.
My question is for the lady's brother. Since he has already passed away, and sounds like you're very concerned. So is there something that?
It's okay. She's okay, huh? Okay, let her talk.
Right. So the question is then: is there something that we can do for him? Yeah, but he's already passed on. So is there something we?
Yeah, that's when he passed away, we did pray. Yeah, we did pray, and because just we can do pray, you know. So we don't have the power that he's. We pray. And pray him to rebirth in human realm. That's what we can do, yeah? Yeah, I think so. On that time, she requested us to do pray for her brother. Yeah, I think so. After 3 days, yeah? Yeah, Zerba told us.
Well, I have concern for my brother. Despite all the very bad things that he did to me and all the hurt that he's caused me. You know, I've worked through a lot of it through my Dharma practice. But I have no control over his next life. I have no control over what he did in this life. I can't control him because, like Bhamisha said, it's his life. So, but he's a good lesson to me of what I should never do.
Okay, that's it. I hope everybody enjoy class. I hope, but it's very difficult to enjoy, but I try to share my best, and then next time we maybe teach like this, yeah? I think it's better. What do you think? Yeah, maybe, yeah, it's, yeah. So, I slowly learn teaching skill. Yeah, you guys tell me if they have something problem my teaching, let me know and I can modify my teaching style. So, yeah, okay. So,